Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. the Taco Man. Of course, my co-partner tonight, my co-host, the always dangerous Dominic Jimenez. Big D, what's on the plate, my brother?
Two words for you, Taco Man. Wisconsin wins!
You know, you always go with the undefeated champion until he or she loses. I learned that in combat sports. I learned that in all sports. And guess what? Kentucky met its match, and I want to give you and Wisconsin props because you did call this game.
Thank you, thank you.
Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Going to spend some time talking about the hapless-looking San Francisco 49ers without Mr. Harbaugh. And, of course, maybe without Mr. Crabtree. Straight up, one of the hotter free agents as far as the wide receivers are concerned. We'll see what happens there. But bottom line is we'll go through the best five free agents in the quarterback position and wide receiver position. Talk the Niners. Talk the Giants. Talk about the baseball season starting tomorrow. And you're going to be with the Giants next week.
I will be in San Diego, yes, next week.
Fantastic. We'll look for a live report from San Diego. We have our Twitter thing. What's our Twitter thing again?
At Sports Byline USA. If you want to share us thoughts on what we're talking about, give us something to talk about, shoot us a tweet, at Sports Byline USA.
And you can also do the Skype thing. I'll do the Skype thing for people around the world. Sports Byline 2. The Sports Byline, the number 2. 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Live all across America on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Sunday nights are epic on NBC. It all starts tomorrow with a blockbuster NBC event series. From the producers of the miniseries The Bible comes the next chapter, AD, The Bible Continues. And the critics are raving, breathtaking, inspiring. AD will touch your heart. Then, the thrilling premiere of American Odyssey. Alone in a hostile country, getting home to her family will be the fight of her life. AD, The Bible Continues, followed by American Odyssey, tomorrow on NBC.
You know, if Vince Lombardi was here, you know what he'd say? What the hell is going on here? Kentucky loses? Dominic Jimenez, can you expand, please?
Kentucky. Undefeated Kentucky. Number one overall seed Kentucky.
Oh,
goes down to, as what I've heard, four white guys and a brother, Wisconsin. Yeah, that's right, Pedro. Cry it out. Cry it out because I've got to
turn off my mic.
I picked Wisconsin from the beginning. Boom! Makes me feel really good. I'm in a great mood. But, you know, obviously not as good of a mood as the guys from Wisconsin. Frank Kaminsky, player of the year, leading the way with 20 points and 11 rebounds. Sam Decker, I think he's going to be a very high first-round pick this year in the NBA draft coming up here. Because of his NCAA tournament, he dropped 16 points. And a big thing, Wisconsin, 8 of 22 from the free-throw line. That's 88%. Kentucky only shot 9 free throws.
So that letdown that we saw last week in Kentucky, maybe with that subpar performance, maybe it wasn't all that subpar. Maybe this team, you know, I thought they were peaking at the right time. They might have peaked a little early.
They might have peaked a little early, but I don't think it was a letdown last week. More than anything, I thought Notre Dame exposed some flaws in Kentucky's game. They got inside a little bit. Obviously, you know, Karl Anthony Towns and Willie Cauley-Stein had their blocks for Kentucky, but Notre Dame got inside, and when they got inside, they kicked out to their shooters, and Wisconsin was 7 of 13 from 3. They got it done today.
Gonna run this one at you, Big D, and I'll let you continue right after I say this. After Kentucky lost tonight, there were riots in Lexington, Kentucky. There were riots, people getting beat up in the street, buildings being torched, all this kind of good stuff. I mean, who in the hell is going to torch a city because your team lost in the NCAA in the Final Four? What mindset are we dealing with here, man?
You know, I've long thought the city riots after losing a big game are one of the most ridiculous things in sports. It really is. I don't know what flipping cars, vandalizing stores, throwing Molotov cocktails, burning things. I don't know what that accomplishes. Your team lost. I'm sorry, sucks for you, but destroying the city's not going to do anything.
When the 49ers won their first Super Bowl, 81, I think, they rioted. People rioted in the city. I can't understand that. It's like when the Rodney King thing went down there in L.A., they burned down their own – people burned down their own neighborhoods, their own cribs, their own stores. I just don't understand this mob mentality. But let's get back to, you know, Kentucky losing and Wisconsin being probably the odds-on favorite now, obviously.
Yeah, Wisconsin, they committed 10 turnovers tonight. They were really sloppy with the basketball. But like I said, the difference was the free throw line. Kentucky, only 10 free throws to Wisconsin's 22. And Wisconsin made their free throws. That's something that I've noticed in this NCAA tournament. These guys can't shoot free throws. A lot of these guys are terrible free throw shooters. And you have to wonder, why are we not coaching this up a little bit more? Because fouls get called aplenty in the NBA.
You know what? No, the best free throw shooter in the history of the game was Rick Barry.
Yeah.
He shot underhanded, did his own little, and he tried to teach other people. I mean, when Shaq was shooting those bricks, he said, let me come in and teach Shaq how to do this. They didn't want to do it. They thought it was a sissy type of thing to do, or some non-masculine type of thing to do. I mean, Rick Barry was a basketball genius. Of course, he's celebrating 40 years being an NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors pretty soon, and the Warriors are off on a roll. But let's continue before we go to the NBA. Straight up, what's going to happen with Duke?
Duke, wow. I'm going to leave it at wow. They beat Michigan State, the number 7 seed. It was a surprise Michigan State got to the Final Four, 81-61. This was not very close. I've got to tell you, did not make for great television. Duke, there's just so many places you can go. Justice Winslow, 19 points, 9 rebounds. Jahlil Okafor, he might be the number 1 overall pick in the draft, 18 points, 6 rebounds. Duke just beat up on Michigan State, who didn't help themselves by shooting 40% from the floor either.
Interesting. Okay, that takes care of the Final Four. And when will the final game go down?
Monday night. It's going to be this Monday.
And that'll be on nights. NBC, CBS,
CBS. CBS carry CBS and all of its affiliates carry the NCAA tournament.
Speaking of CBS, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but they returned to the world of professional boxing today, and that's for the first time, I think, since 1993. So big things are happening in combat sports, and we haven't forgot combat sports. We're going to do a big segment on that. We're also going to talk a lot about WrestleMania. And last week, I was trying to grind you and trying to get people to say why they would pay $5,000 to go to a rigged event. Folks, the bottom line is it's entertainment. That's why you'd pay $5,000 to go see it, because if you had the money and you wanted to be entertained you'd go do it. Exactly. If you've got it, you know what Sammy Davis Jr. told me in 1980? October 2nd, 1980. I'll never forget it. Muhammad Ali was trying to fight Larry Holmes. He told me, if you got it, baby, flaunt it and look as good as you can, as long as you can. I think Sammy was on the right track there.
He was. You mentioned it. It's a show. Levi Stadium and the WWE put on quite a show. I cannot disagree with that right there. It was phenomenal. It was fun.
Well, we will get into
and that. I didn't pay $5,000 for my ticket.
Well,
so.
We'll get into that in deep. We're going to do a segment on WrestleMania and the fact that pro wrestling is it dying? Is it a dying sport? I mean, I'll ask you, the listener out there, is it a dying sport? Is it because now we've got the UFC and real fighting? Is there really people that want to watch fake fights? Well, obviously, 73,000 people did. And guess what? That's the last time, at least this year, Levi Stadium will ever be sold out, because those hapless 49ers, and we'll get to them tonight as well in hour number 2. Dom, they ain't selling the joint out this year.
No.
Not whatsoever. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the Twitter thing?
At Sports Byline USA.
And, of course, the Skype thing. You want to give us a call on Skype from around the world? Feel free to. Sports Byline 2. That's Sports Byline and the number 2. You are tuned to Sports Byline, Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is the Taco Man, the Taco Vendor, Johnny Taco, in the house with Big D, Dominic Jimenez, and Assyrian Pete, live for a couple hours right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and for all the troops out there, the American Forces Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to the little leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. Take a look at the NBA, the big boy basketball. The Knicks lose to the Wizards 87-101. The Pacers beat the Hornets 93-74. The Bucks beat the Celtics 110-101. The Raptors lose to the Nets 114-109, and the Grizzlies with a win over the Oklahoma City Thunder 100-92. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
We are zeroing in on the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, of course, 2015. The Warriors have clinched their position. They've clinched hometown, the home field advantage, home court advantage, call it what you want, but they do well in the Oracle Arena, and, you know, still the best team in basketball, although the Hawks did explode tonight, didn't they?
The Hawks, yeah. Yep. The Hawks did well. The Hawks did not play tonight. Sorry about that.
But didn't it, I thought they had a blowout win tonight. Was it last night?
It might have been last night, yeah. But, you know, the Hawks, they're doing their thing in the East. The Warriors clinched home court throughout the entire playoffs. It's good to be the Warriors right now. They're getting a chance to rest guys a little bit more than you obviously would if you're fighting for a position in the playoffs too.
How good is this team? We sort of were homers to an extent. I don't want to say that, but we're a bit biased because they are our local team. So, and we do see a lot of them and Mr. Kerr and they're front and center now, and they're going to become. When will they become the San Francisco Warriors? That's the best question.
It's a couple years.
Another couple of years, right?
2017, 2018.
So yeah. Another team getting out. Put Oakland. I keep trying to get those guys to come to do specials on Oakland sports. None of them will do it. There's two or three guys, Dom, and you know I've had them lined up here. Two or three guys have been lined up to talk Oakland sports, and they've all backed out either at the last minute or the day before, and saying, yeah, you know, they don't know what to say. What do you say about Oakland sports?
The Raiders are going to be better than they were last year. I don't know how much better, but they're going to be better. And the A's need they need names on their jerseys. They've got so many new guys there.
Okay. But back to the Warriors. Are we looking at 40 years later winning the World Championship again?
I think we very easily could be. That's removing myself as a fan of the Warriors. That's being completely objective. They got probably one of the top three players in basketball with Steph Curry. Another top 15 score with Klay Thompson. If Bogut gets healthy, they've got their defensive anchor. Iguodala can play great defense, and Draymond Green's recovered from his little minor injury. He can guard pretty much anybody on the court. The Warriors are a very, very good team.
Okay. Warriors, obviously headed for the playoffs and you know, greatness, I think. I think 2015 is going to be their year, 40 years after winning that championship back in 1975. Of course, smoking the then Washington Bullets, Wes Unsell. I mean, he was the captain of the team. He was a big, mean center. They had Elvin Hayes on that team. It was a great team, Elvin Hayes, and I think Wes Unsell did make it to the Hall of Fame. But straight up, it was all about Rick Barry. Rick Barry, Rick Barry, Rick Barry, Rick Barry. Is it all about Stephen Curry this year?
Yeah. As Steph Curry goes, the team goes. He can bring them back with basically a snap of the fingers. Hitting a couple threes brings them back in the game. It just happened the other night against Phoenix. Hit a couple big shots, brought them right back into the game. Curry's the primary facilitator. It's Steph Curry's team.
So how does this guy, how does he, I mean, is he like the heir apparent to Michael Jordan? Because, I mean, the guy's going to the White House. He's got ESPN doing dishes on him. He's got restaurants doing, you know, menus on their items, items on their menus. I mean, I don't think I've seen an athlete this high profile since maybe Michael Jordan as far as the NBA is concerned. Am I stretching it?
I think you are. I think when LeBron was entering the league his first 6-7 years, he was that guy. He's gotten a little bit older, so he's slowed down a little bit. Curry's the next guy. And you know, in about 6-7 years, you're going to see some guy that's in high school right now. He's going to be that guy. I think it's a cyclical thing. Curry's just what's hot right now.
So who's going to prevail in the East?
In the East, I got to go with Cleveland. They're a better team, I think, than the Hawks.
So they'll be in the finals?
I think so.
It'll be them against the Warriors?
I think it'll be the Cleveland Cavaliers against the Golden State Warriors, yes.
Whoa, and if you had to set odds on that right now, what would you imagine Las Vegas putting that at?
I'd say the Warriors are going to be favored in the series.
Because they beat them so soundly about a month ago?
Yeah, they've beaten them, and the Warriors are just, they got the home court advantage. They call it Roracle for a reason. That place is rocking.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's go to Mike in Virginia, listening on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Mike, what's happening? A very good evening. Good morning to you, young man.
Can't bother, fellas. You know what? Y'all got it right. I always pitch LeBron's team. I mean, face the Cavaliers are really good. The East is so weak. Faces the Cavs might be the best team by far. Atlanta looks like they just, you know, they're okay. But you know who I like? To repeat, San Antonio. What do you think?
No, I like your line of thinking there, Mike. Like I said, the Hawks don't have that go-to guy. I think they're a little bit overrated. The Cavaliers are the team to beat. I don't think the Spurs repeat, but I do see them doing damage. This year has summed up the Spurs' last 10 years. We're not really talking about them going into the playoffs, and that makes for a really dangerous thing. This team it's got experience. It's got a injection of youth with guys like Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Patty Mills. They're a dangerous team. Their guys are clicking right now, and we're still not talking about the Spurs. If they make the conference finals and have an absolute battle with the Warriors, I could see it going 6-7 games there.
You know, the Warriors are a high-scored team. Sure, they're chilling. But, you know, every time I watch the Spurs play, they win by 20. And then when I don't watch them, they win by 10. They're starting to win again. They're getting aggrieved. I said the Spurs are going to be top. So we talk some NCAA, baby.
Let's do it. What you got?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Duke did pretty good tonight. Do you think they have a chance?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely think Duke has a chance. They have the size. Obviously, Kentucky did too. But Willie Cauley-Stein had 2 points and 5 rebounds against Frank Kaminsky. I don't see Jahlil Okafor and Justice Winslow having the same type of problem there. I do think Duke has a very good chance of winning. They're playing really good basketball right now. But I can't be a jerk. I picked Wisconsin. I got to stick with Wisconsin there.
You know, Wisconsin, I like them. Face it, I picked them to come in, you know, top four. Well, anyway, I knew it was going to be Arizona. I don't know why I knew, but I tell you, they look good. The other year, Wisconsin looked really good. Sure, you know, they did what they could. But you know what? Kentucky, think about it. You got the bench. I watched them against Texas A&M. They got that third string player made a 3-4 to win because three or four players got fouled out for Kentucky. They got the heck of the bench. The bench is the best in college I've seen of any college team in years for Kentucky. Everybody knows it, but you know what? I root for Duke because they're ACC, baby.
Good enough, Mike. Thanks for the call. Have a good night in Virginia. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's toll-free all across America, Canada, Puerto Rico. If you want to call on a Skype line, you can do so by calling Sports Byline 2. That's Sports Byline and the number 2. We call us Skype all across America. Straight up, the NBA is hot and rolling now. The Warriors are going to bring their dream team from 1975 or what's left of them out here in the next couple of weeks. And how much of the season do we have left now?
It's about six to eight games, depending on how many games the teams have played. So we're getting ready to crank it up here. I think the playoffs start on April 18th, the Saturday, so a few weeks.
It's amazing how March Madness ends and then the NBA Madness begins.
Boom. Yeah, just
boom,
like that.
And baseball season begins too. I mean,
this is the time of the year when sports is really good. There's a lot going on. You got the NFL draft coming up in about a month. And NHL playoffs, I got to give them their props. They're coming up too. And this basketball playoff race is shaping up to be good. The battle for the eighth seed in both conferences are great. Pelicans won tonight, Thunder lost, so the Pelicans take the lead. They're in the playoffs by half a game right now. And in the Eastern Conference, you've got five teams fighting for two seeds. They're about two games out. Two games separate 7th and 12th in the East.
Boils down to LeBron and Stephen Curry. That's what it's going to boil down to.
I think so, yes.
We're talking the two candidates for MVP this year when it boils down to at the end. What about Mr. Russell Westbrook?
I think what Russell Westbrook finishes in third. I think James Harden and Curry are the two top candidates, which is funny. LeBron is having an excellent year, but it's just kind of, it's LeBron. It's not that surprising. James Harden, Steph Curry are playing so much better than they ever have before. We want to vote for one of them. It's between those two guys.
You know, I want to mention something, and I'll go a little sad with you on this one, and we'll change sports and subjects for a minute, but Daryl Stingley died on this day in 2007. Daryl Stingley was a wide receiver for the New England Patriots, and in 1978, my good friend, the late Jack Tatum, number 32 of the Oakland Raiders, they call him Assassin, was the book that was written after him, okay? A man that was vilified, basically, because he performed such a great hit on Stingley, left Stingley paralyzed, and Stingley died in 2007. But Jack Tatum passed away from diabetes, and I remember spending some time with Jack over at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. We used to go watch the fights together and bet the fights back and forth, and Jack Tatum was a great guy. But, you know, I'm telling you, Dominic, it never, ever, that Stingley thing was like another fighter killing a guy in a ring. He wasn't the same ever again. Ray Mancini wasn't the same again. Gabriel Ellis wasn't the same again. When you kill a guy, and Jack did basically almost kill a guy, he really wasn't the assassin from that point forward.
It's a psychological thing. Yeah, it's a gladiator sport, but you know what? When you almost take another human life, you lose that edge because you don't want it to happen again.
Well, I feel for obviously the family of Daryl Stingley because he was a quadriplegic for the rest of his life, and every once in a while they would, you know, pull him out in a wheelchair and they cart him out there. I don't know if they... I'm not saying that we shouldn't see something like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it is a vivid reminder of what this contact sports thing is all about. And, of course, we're talking about the repetitive concussion syndrome and Mike Ditka saying that maybe football isn't worth paying. And when one of the godfathers of the NFL says something like that, I mean, that's making a statement.
Yeah, you're inclined to listen.
Yep. 1-800. 878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. We've talked a little NBA. We've got an NFL segment still to come. We're going to talk a little combat sports. But next up in the next segment, we're going to talk about WrestleMania. And I decided we'll do this in hour number one and push up the boxing and the MMA to hour number two because WrestleMania drew 72,000 people. And guess what? It was the talk of the town as far as the media was concerned. And they're all talking about, guess who, baby? Ronda Rousey.
Yep, Ronda Rousey. Not talking about John Cena. Not talking about any other wrestler. We're talking about Ronda Rousey.
I didn't hear nothing about Brock Lesnar. I mean, all of a sudden it was Ronda, you know, doing stealing the show down there, throwing Triple H. Triple H has got to be 280 pounds, right?
Yeah. Probably pushing pretty close to that, yeah.
So even if it was a worked event, and it was a worked event. Good Lord, that's an incredible physical feat.
And she did it with ease. She did it with ease. That was the impressive part.
Well, I told you how she beats these dudes up down there in Southern California. I think it's Santa Barbara, and then a dojo down there. She just beats the snot out of these guys, and she beats the snot out of them before putting them in the armbar. She did it to that boxing champion, Victor Chinian. Did it on YouTube. It was on YouTube for like a day and a half, and they pulled it off. I mean, here he is getting lit. He goes, no girl could ever throw me, because he was on the Armenian judo team. But he decided to box instead of do judo in the Olympics. He boxed. Okay. He had a choice. Okay, so he took... he took boxing, but when he saw this broad, heard all about this broad, and that's what he was calling her, a broad, and this and that, she threw him six times in a row, and when she got him on the ground, she threw him in an arm bar in like 13 seconds, so he quit on YouTube.
There you go. Like The Rock said, Ronda Rousey is laying the smackdown.
We're talking Ronda Rousey. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Next up, WrestleMania on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
We don't often delve into the world of professional wrestling, but let's make an exception, because this past Sunday, 73,000 people, including my co-host here, Mr. Dominic Jimenez, a.k.a. Big D, invaded Levi's Stadium down there in Santa Clara, California, the home of the San Francisco 49ers, and witness WrestleMania 31. Dominic, what was it like?
It was really fun. I've been to some events before, and that's always fun. But, man, I have never seen a gathering of that many people that excited before in my life. It was quite an event. You know, Levi's and WWE put on one hell of a show. It was phenomenal.
So, I mean, The Undertaker, did he remain undefeated? Did The Undertaker take part? I mean, Undertaker
was there. He won. So he's 22-1 now. Lesnar beat him last year. So see, even Undertaker's not undefeated anymore.
Okay, and Brock Lesnar, speaking of Brock Lesnar, the former UFC heavyweight champion, how did Brock do?
There's a story behind that. I won't get too deep, but...
give us a story. Come on.
Okay, he had a match against Roman Reigns for the world title, the WWE heavyweight title. Lesnar did his thing and just beat the snot out of him, threw him around the ring, and, it was all angled, all work. So Reigns had, a sadistic smile on his face, like he was liking it. He comes back, hits Lesnar with, two or three of all his big moves. Lesnar's not quite down yet. And this guy, Seth Rollins, decides to, he's got a briefcase. It allows him a title opportunity.
Cashes in the money in the bank.
He can use it whenever he wants. Traditionally, you've seen it used after a match.
Yeah.
And they cash in. Well, he decides to cash it in the middle of the match. It threw everybody off.
Made it a three-way?
It made it a triple threat match. It was funny. I'm surrounded by a couple guys from Canada and then another group of guys in front of me. We're all like, can he do that? Can he do it in the middle of the match? Because Reigns and Lesnar are spilled. They're on the ground, and all of a sudden, Rollins' music hits. He comes in. He does his thing. Lesnar goes to hit his finishing move on Rollins. Reigns spears Lesnar, and then Rollins hits his finishing move on Reigns. He walks out with the champ.
You know, you really got to give props to the writing on this one because, you know, the writing on the WWE, it sucked for a few years. I mean, I think they put it together.
Bad.
It has been bad.
Even the lead up to WrestleMania, these last few months leading up to WrestleMania, which is their Super Bowl, has been horrible. It's been rough to watch.
See, what you don't understand is you didn't witness wrestling, quote, I think in its heyday when there were all these different territories because everybody, how can I put this? They came out, they entertained, they did their thing, and they went home. But they weren't steroid monkeys, and they weren't, how can I put this? You know, there were a lot more little old ladies with silver hair back at the Cow Palace looking to stab Ray Stevens with knitting pins, okay, than there are today. And now it's a younger sport. I mean, I'm looking at the demographics of WrestleMania. Those people were under 40 for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much males under the age of 40. I could not agree with you more. That was pretty much the demographic at WrestleMania.
Okay, and this little girl, this 135-pound dainty little girl, what's her name? Ronda Rousey shows up and steals the show, steals WrestleMania 73, even away from The Rock, Dwayne Johnson?
You beat me to it, because I was going to say, when you can steal a segment from The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, you did something right. The Rock shows out. I think this whole segment was not originally planned to an extent, because they had to kill time for Undertaker to come out when there was as little light as possible. That was one flaw with WrestleMania. It's at 3 p.m. Pacific, so that it was 6 p.m. on the East Coast.
You know,
it wasn't dark.
I got to tell you, I knew Dwayne Johnson when he was a little kid. Didn't know him, but I used to see him with his father out at the Cow Palace, okay? And he was a tiny little kid, and his mother was there. And his mother, of course, was the daughter of Peter Maiva, who was a chief Peter Maiva. He was a wrestler out of Samoa, but they sort of met. And I remember it was a big thing going down that The Rock was going to have a kid, this and that. I mean, the real Rock, Rocky Johnson, that was his father. Mm-hmm. He did a little pro boxing. For the most part, he was a pro wrestler. But anytime he could steal the show from Dwayne Johnson and throw Triple H across the ring, it was a hell of a throw. I got to give her some props. She's frightening. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey. She's just frightening. Whether it's fake fighting or real fighting, she's a terror.
It was electrifying. They had shown her on the Jumbotron, you know, earlier in the day, an hour into the show or whatever, and she got a huge pop. Santa Clara, the WrestleMania fans, they loved Ronda Rousey. So when the Rock's music hits, everybody loses their lid because, oh my God, it's The Rock. We get to see The Rock. He goes, he does this thing. Stephanie McMahon kicks him out of this is my ring, da da da, kicks him out. He walks over to the side and helps Ronda Rousey over the barricade. And she gets in the ring, and everybody at that point went absolutely bananas. And when Triple H, I don't know if he was charging at her, you're trying to run at her or what. She flips him like he's about 100 pounds. It looked like a UFC kind of flip where it was no big deal. And she messes up Stephanie's arm. Ronda Rousey stole the show. And then on Monday night, they were in San Jose for Monday Night Raw. They were cheering, Ronda, Ronda. And she wasn't even there.
You know what? She could win. I think she could win in boxing as far as professional boxing titles are concerned. And obviously, she can walk the walk and talk the talk as far as being the mic person, because she's almost like a Muhammad Ali or a Ric Flair or something like that. She's amazing in front of the mic. Forget her looks, forget her abilities. That ability to talk in front of that microphone is incredible.
Yeah, it was funny. I was there with my sister and one of my best friends, and they don't really, I don't watch much UFC, but they watch even less than I do. And I was telling them, okay, she's going to get in the ring. This is going to be exciting. She's good on a microphone. This could be really cool. Having arguably one of the greatest wrestlers ever to have a mic in his hand, The Rock, and now Ronda Rousey, who's no slouch, it made for a great segment. And now, for the last week, oh man, Ronda Rousey, she's going to WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas. They're going to try to make this the biggest event ever, because it's the biggest stadium they've ever been in. Is Ronda Rousey going to be there? Is she going to be in a WWE match? Is she going to show up again before then? It's all Ronda Rousey right now.
Yeah, I got one word for this, though. You know what it is? Dana White. He was smart enough finally to open the door and to allow women into the UFC after I've been clamoring for years about it. There will be no women in the UFC. There will be no. And now she's the most prolific fighter in MMA, period. I mean, she's the heavyweight. You put her in the heavyweight champion, walking both down the street, guess who's going to get recognized by more people? Ronda Rousey. John Jones, light heavyweight champion, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world. Walk him down the street with Ronda Rousey, same thing, okay? And, of course, that topless spread didn't hurt her a couple of months ago either.
Oh, not at all.
No, I mean,
not at
listen,
all.
When you've got a fighter that can appear topless, we've never had this before. I mean, if Muhammad Ali appeared topless, we wouldn't be getting off on it. Seriously. Of course, back in the days of those steroids, when they used to have these breast problems. Back in the guys when Jimmy Snuka and those guys were taking steroids, back in those wrestling days, they had those weird, they used to have these things called witch tits, but I changed the letter. Okay, and straight up, it was really, really strange how these guys would get big breasts. These guys have huge breasts. What's going on here? And they're sagging, jumping up and down. But back to WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar's limited schedule, the fact that he won't commit himself to a WWE schedule is the reason why they pulled the belt from him.
Don't get me wrong. WWE is thrilled that they were able to re-sign Brock Lesnar before WrestleMania, because if he leaves, right now, you don't really have anybody that gets the kind of cheer and the pop that Brock Lesnar does. You just don't. So WWE needed Brock Lesnar more than Brock Lesnar needed WWE, to be fair. And they wrote him off really well. He went on a crazy tirade because he was angry on Monday night. So he was suspended indefinitely. So they got rid of his character well. And you know, they struggled a little bit over the last 6 months having a champion that wasn't on television every night.
You know, all kidding aside, he wasn't the bravest guy in the world. I don't know if you've ever seen some of his UFC fights there, but when he turned his back on Shane Carwin, he turned his back and turned away from Shane Carwin. Mm. That was a sign of surrender. You hear what I'm saying? And the fight should have been rightfully stopped right then and there, because anytime a fighter turns his back on another fighter, history, fight's over. Mm-hmm. But because it was Brock Lesnar, and I think he took like 80 or 90, he took like almost 100 punches in that round. It was incredibly, I couldn't believe they allowed that to continue. But had it been not for Brock Lesnar, how can I put this? He persevered, but I think the damage it was done, we won't know what it's like until maybe 10 or 15 years from now, because he got pounded, okay? But he shied away from that. They offered him a big contract to go back to the UFC. He said no. He'll take limited dates with the WWE. You have any idea what he's getting a performance?
I think it was his last one, it was a number of performances. So he had to do a certain number of dates. I think the guys from Wrestling Observer reported that this deal was about $5 million. So I don't know how many dates he has to do, but he's going to be gone for a little bit here. It's going to be at least a month and a half before we see him again.
Okay, so we talked about Ronda Rousey, double R. Talk about the other double R, Mr. Reigns.
Basically, Santa Clara hates him.
Well, I mean, he's a heel.
No, he's not.
No?
He's a face. That's the problem, WWE. I think that's part of the reason he didn't win. When he won the Royal Rumble back in January, it's basically an over-the-top battle royal, and he by winning that, he got his main event match at WrestleMania. People hated it. They wanted him to win last year, but he didn't. And WWE pushed Roman Reigns too hard. They tried to jam him down the throats of the fans, I think. They tried to make him... He's not ready, especially on the microphone. He was not ready to be what WWE wants to be as one of their as the top face, not named John Cena.
John Cena, I don't know about you. Here's why I sort of became disillusioned with the World Wrestling Entertainment type of thing. Was they kept pushing Cena over and over and over again, and they did this for a number of years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the act wears old. And this is what I tried to tell you, Dominic, that the territories were so important, is that we would have an act here for 3 months, and then it would move on, and we'd have a new act. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But now it's not the new acts. It's the same old acts over and over again. And guess what? The writers obviously can't write the same old crap time. They're getting old.
Yeah, and you know what? Fans resent John Cena for that. And back to Reigns, he got pushed. There was too much Roman Reigns in too little of a time period. The fans just were not having it. He's been getting booed. If he turns heel literally any day now, it would not be a surprise. I think that would be the best move for WWE, given the amount of boos that Roman Reigns gets.
Who put forth the, best work? As far as, like, you know, working, I'm talking mechanically as far as wrestling was concerned. Who was the best worker on the show?
I think it might have been Seth Rollins. He lost his match with Randy Orton earlier in the match. So don't get me wrong there. But that was one of the best finishes in wrestling I've ever seen. He went to do his finishing move, which is called a curb stomp. He basically, in air quotes here, stomps on their head into the canvas. But Randy Orton launched him about 10 feet in the air and hit his finishing move where he grabs their head and slams them into the mat. And the crowd went berserk. I think Seth Rollins was phenomenal there.
The two greatest workers of the 60s and 70s were both local. It was Ray Stevens, and people in wrestling will tell you this. They will tell you this time and time again. Ask any expert. Ray Stevens was the best worker of the 60s, and Pat Patterson was probably the best worker of the 70s. I mean, I got to see them both. These guys were great workers. They could make you or me look good. That's the key to professional wrestling, is making the other guy look good. People don't realize that.
No, everybody thinks it's an individual thing, but you see guys when they have matches and they have great chemistry and work well together. It really, in comparison, it's a huge difference.
WrestleMania 31 in the rearview mirror, Levi's Stadium, 73,000 people. The last time 73,000 people will gather at the stadium until maybe 2020?
No, Super Bowl next year.
Oh, okay, I forgot about the Super Bowl. That's right. Right out, that's why he's a big D, Dominic Jimenez. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hour number two, NFL and, of course, combat sports. Still to come on Sports Byline.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way down to little leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. Going to the hardwood. We'll start NCAA Final Four. Wisconsin wins 71-64, winners over Kentucky.
Fair.
And Duke lays down the boom on Michigan State 81-61. And into the NBA, the Pelicans, 101-95, winners over the Kings. They move into the 8th seed in the West, half a game over the Thunder. The Magic, 97-84, winners over the Timberwolves. And the Blazers, 107-77, over the Lakers. Ouch. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Back to college basketball, man. You've got to stay with the champion until he loses, and that's just the way it is in combat sports or anything else. And I think Kentucky, you had to stay with Kentucky, but you picked Wisconsin to beat them. And what was the key? When it boils down to it, you picked these guys a couple of weeks ago to win this. Why?
I liked how Wisconsin played this year. I liked this the dynamic of the team. I didn't expect Sam Decker to be as good as he is, but I knew Frank Kaminsky was the real deal. And Kentucky had, they were undefeated, yes, but you saw some games where they showed some serious gaps in the armor. And as the tournament progressed, those got exposed a little bit more.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're 1 hour to go. Of course, we've got Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We invite you to partake. If you'd like to join and be part of the show, give us a call on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can join us on the Skype line. We're 21st. We're high tech.
Yes, we are.
Join us on the Skype line, Sports Byline 2 on Skype. That's Sports Byline and the number 2. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com. Stop me, Dominic. The bottom line is we've got a plethora of internet platforms, and of course it all starts at SportsByline.com. Stay tuned for hour number 2.
USA Radio News, I'm Richard Strong. One small miracle from Kenya.
2 days after a massacre that killed 150 people.
Kenyan authorities have rescued a survivor who had been hiding in the college since Thursday. Cynthia Charodich, 19, said from her hospital bed that she hid in a large cupboard and covered herself with clothes. Charodich said she did not believe the rescuers asking her to come out of her hiding place were there to help, suspecting at first that they were militants. Marta Migdałek, London.
Kenya's president is promising harsh retaliation against the attackers, known as Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab.
And have placed a reward for the information leading to his capture.
Al-Shabaab says the attack is retaliation for killings carried out by Kenyan troops fighting rebels in Somalia. The gunmen in this attack were killed by the Kenyan military, and five other people have been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
Riots in Rio. Police and the residents of one of Rio's largest slums clashed during a protest over the shooting death of a boy, allegedly by police. Protesters threw rocks and bottles. Police responded with tear gas and stun grenades. From Washington, a report on women in combat jobs. Surveys reveal men in tough combat roles don't believe women could do the same job.
Then Major General Bennett Sokolik worried about it nearly 2 years ago.
Their reaction to women in their formations.
The AP has learned studies still show big misconceptions in the special operations community about women getting what are now male-only jobs. The surveys reveal men do not think females could handle the physical and mental demands and worry the Pentagon will lower standards to bring women in. The military has until next year to open all combat jobs to women or explain why some should stay closed. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Bluebell Ice Cream will shut down at least one plant.
Bluebell Ice Cream says it's suspending operations at an Oklahoma plant that officials had connected to listeria illnesses and three deaths. It says it's taking the voluntary action out of an abundance of caution. Last month, the company and health officials said a contaminated 3-ounce cup of ice cream was traced to a plant in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The recall started after 5 patients in Kansas got sick with listeria while hospitalized. 3 died. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
And a story of social media run amok. A woman in Hagerstown, Maryland, left negative reviews on Facebook about a local Mako franchise. But she did not expect the response. A threatening phone call from one of the business's employees. The story from Ed Donahue.
Ella Mae Rudd on Facebook called the Mako franchise crooks, rude people, and liars. The man who did work on Ella Mae Rudd's car called Billy Rudd in Maryland.
I was just personally attacked by your wife on Facebook, and I don't appreciate it at all, pal. So I want you to get her in check.
He also told Rudd to deal with it before he deals with it.
You can't talk to anybody like that.
My personality is I'm as sweet as pie until you do something that, you know, is disrespectful.
Mako's president apologized and offered repairs, but the Rudd said, no thanks. I'm Ed Donahue.
The employee is now suspended, but he can't be fired because he's a co-owner of the franchise. The shop, though, is temporarily closed. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Past the hour, pound for pound, you will not find a badder dude in front of the microphone anywhere around the world on the radio straight up. This is the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course, a four-time amateur Golden Glove champion here in San Francisco. And I'm sharing the dice tonight, of course, with my co-host, Big D Dominic Jimenez. We're talking about those 49ers, you know, the team that went to the Super Bowl 26 months ago?
Yeah, and then they went to the NFC Championship the year after, and then they went 8-8, and then...
And, of course, we'll talk about the Oakland Raiders as well. And the Oakland Raiders will have to do better than they did last year. I mean, luck would say they do better than they did last year.
Yeah, the Raiders, they've got a nice little foundation going. I think they definitely improve on last year.
Baseball's starting. Baseball's looking good. Of course, you'll be with the Giants a week from tonight, so you report from San Diego Stadium, right?
Yeah, Petco Park, San Diego. Yeah, last time I went to San Diego, Tim Lincecum threw a no-hitter, so some of my friends are already dumb. Bring some of that mojo with you.
Well, not the mojo. You got to bring him the weed. That's what he needs. He needs the medical cannabis. Of course, that's when that guy was pitching his best on medical cannabis. No question about that. We're also talking combat sports. Combat sports, of course, boxing returning to CBS television. The lineal white light heavyweight championship on the line. The UFC fight night going this afternoon straight up against boxing on television. It was weird. Boxing in the UFC. A lot of combat sports to talk about, and maybe we'll talk about that lady. What's her name? Rhonda? What's her name again?
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey.
That's right.
Ronda Rousey's still on the show, as far as the media is concerned, worldwide this week. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I invite you to get along, as does my man, Dominic Jimenez, the Syrian Pete's on the other side of the glass. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Yes, there is a world difference in the water you drink. Believe me, I drink it 24/7. I'm talking about Alchemy Water. I take it everywhere I go, including in these studios tonight, along with my caffeine and my coffee. I'm talking about Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Let's talk boxing first up. Of course, boxing returning to CBS television for the first time, I think, since circa 1993. And, well, it was a bit of a success, but if you looked at the actual show itself, it looked more like an infomercial. In other words, that the promoter, Al Haymon, and Premier Boxing Champions, they bought the airtime, and they basically didn't have too many commercials to go along with it. They sold a lot of upcoming events. They showed us Deontay Wilder. But, of course, the live fight, the linear white heavyweight championship. When I say linear, I mean the recognized world championship held by Adonis Stevenson, of course, fighting out of Canada, former Kronk fighter, of course, out of Detroit, Michigan, but straight up 27-1, take that back, 26-1. 21 wax, a unanimous winner in 12 rounds over Saki Obika. I scored the fight 120 to 106. That's like a shutout. 12 rounds of zip plus a couple of 10-8 rounds for a push, which was ruled a knockdown. And if the referee says it's a knockdown, you must give him a two-point round. Or, and of course, later in the fight, he was dropped for real. But the bottom line is Saki Obika didn't win a round. For the judges to be as generous as they were, 116-110, 116-111, and 115-110, I thought that was a bit generous because that meant that Mr. Stevenson didn't win five rounds. He didn't look all that good as far as matching him up with the WBO champion, the undefeated Sergey Kovalev, of course, 25-0 with like 23 whacks. He's the real deal. He's the guy at 175. Like I told you before, at 175, nobody beats Kovalev right now. Not Adonis Stevenson, and I don't care what he brings with him, okay? He can go from the planet Krypton, but straight up, kryptonite is what Sergey Kovalev has in both fists, and he will take the linear world light heavyweight championship if and when they meet. And, of course, it all depends on the man that's controlling boxing these days. This Harvard graduate, this economics major. I'm talking about Al Haymon now. He's bought time on 8 different networks. He bought time on ABC. He's bought time on NBC. He's bought time on CBS. He's doing the Black Entertainment Network. He's got Spike TV. I mean, ESPN. Need I go any further? The guy's taken over boxing. He signed the majority of the good talent out there right now. But how do you do that? How do you fight your guys against your guys? Your guys against your guys? I don't know. Doesn't make for good fights. And the bottom line is tonight, of course, earlier today, this fight went 12 rounds, and it was a fight in which the other guy didn't win too many rounds. And when you have fights in which guys win all the rounds, that means it's not competitive, that's not going to be entertaining, and that's not what the people want to see. So Al Haymon, you may have turned the corner with eight networks. You may have taken boxing back to network television, which I'll give you all kinds of props for, my brother. Seriously. But you've got to up the quality of the matches. And if that means putting your guys in tough, you got to put your guys in tough. You're paying them big money. Guess what? They've got to go out there and earn the big money. Premier Boxing Champions looking pretty good right now as far as the world of boxing is concerned. They're going to come back on NBC April the 4th. Danny Garcia, the undefeated world 140-pound champion, not fighting at 140 pounds. He's fighting at 143 against Lamont Peterson, another one of Al Haymon's fighters. Of course, Danny Garcia is going to win this fight. Lamont Peterson was one of those guys that tested positive for advanced testosterone levels a couple of years ago, and somehow that was excused. Of course, no longer is that legal in combat sports, but it was for a while there. And, of course, he lost the fight, got knocked out, I think, by Lucas Matisse, and they called it a non-title fight. How can you step into the ring against another champion, get knocked out, and not lose your title? Anyway, two non-title events for two champions, the IBF champion and the world champion, April 4th, live on NBC television. So that sort of takes us through the world of boxing. Straight up, April the 11th, excuse me. Straight up, we're talking UFC. Of course, UFC was rolling again on Fox Sports 1, and Chad Mendes looking as good as you can look, man. I mean, it took him like a minute, 2 minutes and 45 seconds to take Ricardo Llamas out. And the bottom line is Ricardo can fight, but Chad Mendes, he can really fight.
Declared the winner by TKO, Chad Money Mendes. Another one bites the dust, courtesy of Chad Money Mendes. Congratulations. You did about as much as you could to maximize this showcase here tonight. Another knockout victory. How does it feel?
Feels great, man. I needed to come in here and make a statement. You know, that's what I said I was going to try to do and got it done. You know, Ricardo's a great opponent. You know, he's been on a tear, so that means a lot.
Can you talk us through the end of the fight from your vantage point? You hit him with a flush right hand on the top of the head and then obviously followed up there on the ground.
Yeah, we've been working just slipping that right hand and throwing. I mean, that's something I've done for a long time, and, you know, it feels good. So, you know, I walked him down. He was catching me with a couple kicks. I hit him big, and he went down. But he's tough, man. He didn't go out. It took a while to finish him, so...
You were obviously super patient there in the early going. Was that part of the strategy, maybe to sort of bide your time early and then look for that opening?
Yeah, I just wanted to fill him out a little bit. Kind of, you know, we talked about, in my corner, we talked about just finding his timing. You know, just kind of felt it out at first, felt the speed, and then just felt like, you know what, it's time to get in there and get it done. So I walked him down, and it happened.
All right, well, this mic is hot. You came in ranked number one in the world in the featherweight division. Jose Aldo, Conor McGregor have a date July 11th. Uriah Faber, Frankie Edgar. What's next for Chad Money Mendes?
I'm going to be watching both of those fights very closely. So whatever the UFC thinks I'm worthy of, I'm down.
You maximize this opportunity tonight. Congratulations.
July the 11th, the biggest event in UFC history up to this point, UFC 189, Jose Aldo, the world featherweight, 145-pound champion. I don't think he's lost a fight since like 2008. Taking on Conor McGregor. In fact, the only fight he's lost has never been at 145 pounds, which he strains to get to. It's been at 155 pounds, which is the lightweight limit. But he's taken on the merciless Conor McGregor. And Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo, the UFC has done a world tour. I mean, they've been all over the world, Europe, Madison Square Garden. Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo, this is the hottest ticket of the year.
Look into my eyes, little man. Little Brazilian. Ooh, vamos, hey. What you got to say now? Face to face, man to man. What you got to say? What you got to say?
Oh, you know Portuguese, huh? Wow, this is going to go down, man. It's going to be electric in Vegas on July 11th for UFC 189 in the main event. A featherweight title fight that is sure to be very memorable one way or another. And let's talk about it with the champ, Jose Aldo, his translator, Lillian, the notorious Conor McGregor, along with UFC president Dana White. And it was about to go down just a few minutes ago here in the studio, Dana, because you put the belt on and you were taunting Jose. Where does your dislike for the champ come from?
I have no dislike for my opponent or any opponent. I respect any man that steps foot inside the octagon, but business is business. And if you are in the way of my business, you will be taken out. And yes, you are correct. I put the belt on myself out backstage, and he done absolutely nothing. The same way he do nothing on that stage. The same way he will do nothing inside that octagon.
Jose, how did that make you feel when he put the belt on and started taunting you?
Quando ele colocou o cinturão ali, mostrou para você como você se sentiu.
Normal. Eu sabia que ele sempre vai fazer alguma coisa assim, então fiquei normal. Isso aí só é para sentir o gosto, que ele sabe que daqui isso aqui nunca vai sair. Isso aqui é meu filho, isso aqui só vai sair um dia quando eu me aposentar.
It's common. He wants to taste it. He will never have my belt. I will keep it.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I just don't know. I look at Conor McGregor. He's bigger. He's younger. He's stronger, I think. In the fact that Jose Aldo's been making 145 pounds ever since Ronald Reagan was president, folks, is not a good thing for him. Because I'm telling you, making that weight for a long, long time. I can tell you, I tried to make 139 pounds one last time, and it just killed me. It just took all the strength out of me. You just can't do it at an advanced age. We're talking UFC, of course, Jose Aldo and Conor McGregor, July 11th, part of the International Fight Week in Las Vegas. And, of course, they'll have all kinds of different UFC meet-and-greet events, and they'll probably have a couple of the AAA Farm Club type of things, maybe an Invicta card. I mean, they're going to have a lot of action going on that week. But I'm telling you, that big fight, Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo, probably will be the most expensively, most hyped event in UFC history, more than UFC 100 with Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez, I believe. I think it's going to be the most hyped event ever, and I think it's going to be the biggest pay-per-view numbers ever up to this point. I think Ronda Rousey will eclipse that in time, but the bottom line is, Jose Aldo and, man, Conor McGregor, they're going to hook it up. It's going to be July the 11th, MGM Grand Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, we've got the UFC Fight Night coming up on the 11th as well. Kruko Arena, I mean, Krakow, Poland. Of course, Gabriel Gonzaga and Mirko Krokop, too, going at it. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by Alchemy Water. And, yes, as I said, there's a difference in the water you drink. Assyrian Pete doesn't think so. There's a difference in the water you drink. Alchemy Water, that's A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Throwing it to the man on the other side of the glass, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you.
From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one bat being used in the big leagues all the way down to youth leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. Going to go to the hardwood NBA. Warriors 123-110 winners over the Mavs. That's their 12th straight win. Hornets 92-91 over the Sixers. Pistons 99-98 over the Heat. Heat fighting for that 8th spot in the East. And the Hawks drubbed the Nets 131-99. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
Now, before we get to my favorite San Francisco 49ers, I want to talk about one of my favorite turds. I'm talking about Aaron Hernandez, the former tight end for the New England Patriots. Of course, the prosecution is arrested this week, and I think the only thing he's done to instill any doubt as far as his culpability in this man's murder was the fact that he hired the best legal team since O.J. Simpson, Dominic. He really did. I mean, no doubt about it. These guys are on their job, okay? And they've sort of, you know, remember the mystery box that his girlfriend took out of the house the next day, and they everybody thought that the gun was in it. And the gun was probably in it, but the defense pulled a fast one. They said there was weed in the box because the chick said, well, what did you think about the box? She goes, well, it smells sort of skunky. And then, you know, Hernandez admitted to been smoking weed the prior couple of weeks and this and that. And he would want to get weed out of the house if there was going to be a search because he knew a search was coming. But you know what? When they boil down to that the odds of him not being the guy that was there with, you know, at the murder scene to a quadrillion to one. I don't know if I told you this, but I had to get an economist, a numbers freak. His name was Donald McCarter. He's a physics guy out of Alameda County. I had to ask him what a quadrillion was. It's a one and a comma and then 15 zeros.
Yeah.
There is not that many people in the world. You hear what I'm saying? So it was Aaron Hernandez was there. I don't know how the defense is going to come back and try to fight this. I really don't think there's much of a defense they could put except saying, you know what? He was there, he got high with the guy, and he left, and the guy died later. That's the only defense they can come forward with, I think.
Aaron Hernandez is screwed.
A quadrillion to one. Folks, does anybody out there even know what a quadrillion was? 1-800-878-7529. I mean, Assyrian Pete had no idea. A quadrillion. A one and then 15 zeros after that. Let's talk about my favorite NFL franchise. Of course, I'm talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Man, you know, Jeff Garcia, the former quarterback, and he was a pretty good quarterback in his time. You know, I mean, he said some things that were just unbelievable as far as a former alumni of the 49ers talking about the front office, Dominic. He said, quote, I'll quote him now. It's unfortunate because you look at a team that was highly competitive, that was on the cusp, that went to a Super Bowl, that was a play away from winning a Super Bowl, that was a play away from going to another Super Bowl, and now where are they going to be? End of quote. Then he comes back, he's talking about the new regime, and he's saying, quote, you're going to have to plug in new leaders, plug in a new philosophy with a new defensive coordinator, things that, in this division, the NFC West, which is the toughest division in football, where do you find the 49ers? It will be interesting to see how they deal with the situation that they've created. As a fan, you have to really look at the management of the organization and the decisions they made for that team. Sometimes what I see is which you have a lot of personnel that are in positions of power that really don't have football backgrounds. We know that Jed York never played a down of football in his life. Is Jed York the big turd here, Dominic?
He's definitely part of the problem. Excuse me. Him and Trent Baalke, the GM, have created a way where it's their way or you're gone. And you saw that with Harbaugh. Harbaugh was not the yes man they wanted. And you got to give some leeway to the coach, especially a guy like Harbaugh who knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Come on. I think part of the retirements are partially have to do with the poor ownership. It's just a mess.
You know, somebody talking about the, you know, the, obviously Frank Gore is not going to be here. Okay, Mr. Crabtree. Why hasn't Crabtree been grabbed up on the free market agent? He didn't have the greatest year last year, but then again, he didn't have the greatest quarterback either, Mr. Kaepernick.
Michael Crabtree is a good wide receiver. He's not great. He's not terrible. He's just good. And he's probably going to be wanting way too, he's probably asking for too much money at this point. And this is a very wide receiver heavy draft. So teams are like, hey, I'd rather spend the draft pick on a wide receiver, get a guy that's younger than you that I can mold to how I want. And I think that's why the market for Michael Crabtree is developing so slowly.
Okay, why is it we're not hearing anything about Colin Kaepernick and him going to school down there in Arizona outside of him playing flag football?
The Niners are probably keeping that under wraps pretty well. They don't want anything about Kaepernick coming out, whether he's progressing, regressing, not getting any better, anything like that. They want to keep that under wraps until the season comes around.
Isn't Colin Kaepernick the fact that the 49ers put so much stock in him, put so much value in him, this and that, isn't that an indictment of the management itself?
I don't necessarily think that's an indictment. He's a little overpaid, but this is a guy in conjunction with Jim Harbaugh that was winning you games. He got you a couple plays away from a Super Bowl title, got you a few plays away from another Super Bowl appearance. So Colin Kaepernick did very, very great things. It was a matter of him continuing to progress and build off what he's done, which he's failed to do so far. And now he's going to have to do it with a new coach. It should be interesting.
We're talking 49ers, and it just doesn't look good for 2015, folks. I mean, here's a team, as I said, 26 months ago was in the Super Bowl, 5 yards away, one play away from winning the entire world championship of professional football. And then, obviously, said the next year in the NFL title game, and now 8-8. And, of course, people are talking about them going like 4-12 and 5-11 and things like that. I mean, I'm not hearing about anybody even talk about them playing 500 ball.
This is a team that has talent still, but the leadership is lacking. You got a lot of guys that are new to their role. You got Tom Sula, new offensive coordinator, has been a quarterback's coach. I think the leadership more than the talent is going to bring it down, and I see 500 pretty much where they're going to top out.
The most popular guy in all of Chicago has to be the Chicago Bears quarterback. I'm talking about Jay Cutler. Of course, he donated a football to charity this week for the SPCA or something like that, some prevention or cruel, for animals. And the bottom line was nobody bid on the football. It was $100. Is he that despised? They went 5-11 yesterday. Chicago a little bit demanding, aren't they?
Yes, but they're a franchise that has quite the amount of history. And Jay Cutler, he doesn't quite show up when they want him to. So fans they're very tough on Jay Cutler. He's not that good of a quarterback. He's decent.
Big news coming out of Shreveport, Louisiana, folks. Johnny Manziel, Mr. Football, a.k.a. hiccup. He got out of rehab, I guess, today when played a round of golf with some friends in Shreveport. But he's not going to get out of rehab until like early April. And is Johnny gonna materialize, or is Johnny just hype? I mean, rank pick number 22 in all in 2014. Is he going to materialize?
At this point, I don't think he will. I genuinely don't think he will. I was a backer of Johnny Manziel. I liked what he did at Texas Tech, but man, he did not acclimate well to the NFL in his cup of coffee in his rookie season. Now he's got this problem. I don't know what's going to happen with him. It's hard to have faith in Johnny Manziel right now.
Interesting. We're talking sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we are enjoying the streak that the Golden State Warriors are on, soon to be the San Francisco. Will they change it to San Francisco?
I think they are going to change it.
They are
going to
change it
to San Francisco.
Because it was the San Francisco Warriors, and then mm-hmm. it became the Golden State Warriors. Now they're coming across the pond. Everybody wants to get out of Oakland. You know, Oakland's not the greatest place in the world, but it's not the worst. I mean, I've been to worse places. I can't name too many right now, but the A's went out of town. They want to go to San Jose. The Warriors are leaving. The Raiders are talking about leaving. Andre Ward's going to fight there June the 20th. Is he going to be the only franchise left in town?
Yeah, and even then, he doesn't fight very often.
And he doesn't draw that well either.
Really? Not even in,
no,
not even in Oakland?
No,
huh?
The most he's drawn, I think, over there is about 10,000 people, and that's a 16, 17,000-seat arena.
That's a little surprising. Well, it's funny, when he was in the Olympics, being in the Bay Area, oh, man, this guy Andre Ward, this is amazing, and then he disappeared.
Well, you know, he ripped out his ACL. They put an ACL in him of a cadaver. He had all these different injuries and broke his hand. And then he had some contractual problems with his promoter. So he was out like a year and a half. He will be coming back June the 20th at the Oracle Arena. 2004 Olympic gold medalist Andre Ward, of course, 27-0, I think, with 14 knockouts. The world 168-pound champion. And coming back with a guy named Jay-Z. Ever heard of him?
I hear he's into music.
He's into music a little bit, and he's married to this chick. And what's her name?
It's that one girl from Destiny's Child.
The one with the nice rack. No, the one with the nice, you know what I'm talking about, Beyonce.
Oh, that's right. That's her name.
She's Mr. Beyonce.
Yes,
and they're getting
is.
Into boxing. So they're going to do the show June the 20th at the Oracle Arena here across the pond. And guess what? I think they're going to do a pretty good crowd that night, because I think the scheme is going to be to try to combine boxing and music, because I just don't think that Ward can fill that arena all by himself, especially after a year and a half layoff.
You're right. And Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're quite a musical draw. And if that's going to be his gimmick, it could damn well work.
Beyonce is so good to look at from behind. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Big D, Dominic Jimenez in the house, of course. My name is Johnny Taco, the Taco Man. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. The Skype line is Sports Byline and the number 2. This is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Sunday nights are epic on NBC. It all starts tomorrow with a blockbuster NBC event series. From the producers of the miniseries The Bible comes the next chapter, A.D. The Bible Continues. And the critics are raving, breathtaking, inspiring. A.D. will touch your heart. Then, the thrilling premiere of American Odyssey. Alone in a hostile country, getting home to her family will be the fight of her life. A.D. The Bible Continues, followed by American Odyssey, tomorrow on NBC.
Attention catheter users, stop reusing.
The Major League Baseball season 2015 is upon us. The San Francisco Giants, 2014 World Champions, having captured three world titles in the past 5 years, with the greatest mind in all of baseball. I'm talking about manager Bruce Bochy. Yes, he may look like Alley-oop or a step and fetch it type of guy, a doofus, but he's no doofus, folks. And I think that, and although my partner in crime here, Dominic Jimenez, is going to disagree with me, I think the Giants have won three World Series in spite of Grant Sabian, and I wish that the Razor Man, talk about Ralph Barbieri, was still on the air on KNBR because he was the only guy that put Sabian to the fire.
Sabian makes some really bad moves, but I think the teams he assembled, they might have been lucky, but Sabian put the teams together. They won. I got to applaud him. Him and Bruce Bochy also just received extensions, I believe, through the 2019 season as well.
Okay, Bochy, five years, three world titles is not more. I don't think there's too many guys who have eclipsed something like that. Maybe Dick Williams when he won 72, 73, and 74, I believe, with the Oakland A's. But has in 3 and 5 years, that's pretty amazing. So Bochy is the genius that I think he is, because he's another former catcher. We talked about that before, okay? How catchers tend to being great managers because they're basically running the field to begin with. They're the coach. They're telling the guys where to position the outfielders and things like that,
yep.
Except for the great Willie Mays. He did his own thing.
Yeah, you know, there's something about catcher. You see it now. You look around the league, guys that were former catchers, they're everywhere. Mike Socia, Brad Ausmus. I'm not even going to try to think of everybody. Mike Matheny, they're everywhere. And they succeed. And I do think, like you said last week or a couple weeks ago, it's a perspective thing. They're controlling the game. They're calling pitches. They have the game plan. And they see everything on the field develop right in front of them. A unique view, if you will, on the field. And catchers, they're successful. And Bochy, he's one of them.
Speaking of a guy that's a genius, but he's not a catcher. And he's not the gay guy either. I'm talking about Billy Bean. There's two Billy Beans. And people laugh about that when I say there are two Billy Beans. There's one Billy Bean that was an admitted gay baseball player. And one Billy Bean that's a GM of the Oakland A's, and he gets by with the smallest of payrolls, and guess what? He puts forth incredibly competitive teams. They just can't smoke the cigar at the end. The fat lady doesn't sing for him.
You're right, and you know, that is, you know, all things aside, the measure of success is how many rings have you won. Billy Bean's got none, so you can call him a genius for assembling competitive teams on small budgets, but he hasn't won at all.
Okay, so who's a standout team? What's going to be the standout team in 2015 right now, Big D?
I like the Washington Nationals a lot. They were probably the best team on paper last year. The Giants squeaked by them.
Timing,
in the playoffs.
Baby!
Yeah, it's all timing. They squeaked by the Nationals. Oh, and then the Nationals went out and got former Cy Young winner Max Scherzer. Their starting rotation, I think the top maybe three or four guys, could be three or four of the top maybe six, seven guys in the Cy Young voting. That's how good that rotation is.
This sounds ridiculous, but the only way the Giants could make it to the World Series this year if Mr. Bumgarner pitched almost every game. I mean, because
yep.
I'm looking at the rest of the staff, PV and Lincecum and this and that, and you'll get to see Lincecum and the entire crew, of course, next week in San Diego. But I just don't think they're not up to playoff level, let alone winning the World Series again.
Yeah, to be fair, we've said it. We said it in 2010, 2012, 2014. This team's got no chance of winning. So obviously, the stars might align again and something good might happen for the Giants. But on paper, the way it looks right now, there are just way too many questions, especially in the starting rotation after Madison Bumgarner. Is Matt Cain healthy? Tim Hudson's 39. What's he going to do? Jake Peavy's getting older. What's he going to do? And God knows what's going to happen with Tim Lincecum.
I don't think Matt Cain's going to deliver at all. I think Matt Cain's going to be the guy that's just, you know, he's one of those guys that had a good run. I think his run's over with. I think he's done, been over the mountaintop and down the other side of the mountain. I think that this year is going to prove it. So where are the Giants going to go? I mean, they can't, Mr. Bumgarner, they can't pitch him every day, just like I said. And without pitching him every day, let's be honest, without him, they wouldn't have made it. They wouldn't have won that World Series last year. It was
all
about him.
Yep.
They put the entire team on that guy's back, on that guy's arm. Mm-hmm. Okay? And they threw him and threw him and threw him and threw him and threw him. I mean, that was almost abuse.
Yeah, but when you're a guy that's both built like Bumgarner and has the mentality that Bumgarner has, he wants the ball. And that's what you really want out of an ace. If you look at a really quick story, if you go back to 2002, Jason Schmidt was the team's best pitcher. He didn't want the ball on short rest in the World Series. That's not the sign of an ace. That's not the guy you want leading your pitching staff. You want a guy like Rob Nen who said, you know what, Dusty, give me the ball. Give me the ball. Rob Nen ended up giving up his career and his shoulder for a shot at the World Series title that year. That's who you want leading the rotation. You want a guy like Rob Nen, like Madison Bumgarner, leading the charge.
Today in baseball history, 1974, Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron, of course, the second leader, actually the real leader when it comes to home runs, because I think Barry Bonds should have an asterisk next to his because he took steroids, and Dominic's going to disagree with me. But in 1974, Hank Aaron tied Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting home run number 714. I thought that was a monumental event, but I tell you what, had Willie Mays played anywhere but Candlestick Park, he would hit maybe 800 or 900 home runs. And I'm not kidding you. That's how good he was. He used to hit the ball into the wind, and the ball would just blow down. I mean, crack! A 350-foot home run turned into like a 285-foot out.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you one bit. He doesn't play at Candlestick for half of his games every year. He's the home run king.
Okay. On this day, on this day in sports history, they said Hank Aaron tied Babe Ruth's record. But let's go back to Barry Bonds. You don't think there should be an asterisk next to Bonds' record as far as breaking those home runs are concerned, even though that everybody basically knows that he was on steroids, and he can't say he wasn't. I mean, they found the prescriptions for him in the Balco trash cans and that kind of stuff. So it's sort of undeniable. And then his girlfriend goes in and testifies in court that he's suffering from testicular shrinkage. I just don't know. That sounds like a guy that did steroids to me, Dominic.
I am not going to disagree. I don't think that there should be an asterisk, though. That is the era of baseball that we played in when he set the record. That's just, he was hitting home runs off guys that were juicing too. That's something we kind of seem to take away a little bit there. Bonds was juicing. He was also hitting home runs off guys that were juicing. Okay. So it goes a little bit both ways there.
Want to mention this, in 1989, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played his last NBA game. That was in Seattle. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, of course, top three or top four. You know, I was listening to some Rick Barry and Ron Barr earlier in the week on an old interview with Rick Barry. And, you know, Rick Barry used to study all the guys. In fact, he said that Julius Erving couldn't move to the left. So anytime Julius made a move to the left, he knew he wasn't going there and things like that. Nobody was better than Rick Barry. Now, 40 years later, the Warriors are about to crack it again, get another world title, man. I don't think the timing could be better than 40 years later, 40 years after Rick Barry did this. And he did it all by himself because, you know what? Name another guy on that team that's in the Hall of Fame. Nobody.
Crickets.
Exactly. Crickets. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll have a sports update. Assyrian Pete will take his part as far as my buddy Tiger Woods is concerned. Now, of course, I played taps for him about a month and a half ago. They laughed. Next week he went out and shot an 82, his worst score ever. So we'll see how Assyrian Pete cleans this one up. Straight up, you are tuned to Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live all across America and the world, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Dominic Jimenez and Johnny Taco in the house.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
This update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bats, the number one training device being used in the big leagues all the way to the youth leagues. Go to phbat.com. That's phbat.com for a great deal on the Pro Hammer Bat. Get some Final Four action. Wisconsin wins. Kentucky's undefeated season is no more. Wisconsin going to the national championship game with a 71-64 win over Kentucky. Duke on the other side of the bracket, 81-61 winners over Michigan State. And one quick note, in the NFL, they hire Sarah Thomas. She'll be the league's first full-time regular female referee. A little bit of a cool note there. This has been your Pro Hammer Bat Sports Update.
You know, if you can cry on the air, I'd be crying on the air because I really thought Kentucky was going to roll to the national title, and they didn't. But before we talk some golf with us here and Pete, I want to mention that March 24th, the president awarded Jack Nicklaus, who I consider the greatest golfer of all time, 18 major tournament wins. That's right, 18 major tournament wins. The Golden Bear, call him what you want, but he was, I think, the greatest golfer of all time. Anyway, March 24th, he received the Congressional Medal of Honor from President Obama. Got to give him some props. And with that, we're talking about Tiger Woods, of course, maybe the second best player in the history of golf. And, of course, his last score was an 82. And Assyrian Pete, when I played taps for him 6 or 7 weeks ago, you guys ridiculed me. And then 2 weeks later, he shoots an 82. So what's happening with Tiger and the Masters?
Well, if there was ever a doubt, he is coming back and playing in the Masters after withdrawing at Torrey Pines a week after shooting his 82, which was the week of the Super Bowl. He shot 82 that Friday in Arizona, missed the cut, obviously. Last time we saw him, he was sculling chips, chunking chips, just everything was a little bit out of sync. There had been a lot of rumors flying here in the last week or two, supposedly shooting a worse ball 66 at his home course in Florida, the Medalist. For anyone that doesn't know, worst ball 66 is about the equivalent to shooting 61 regular golf-wise. Mm-hmm. So whether that is true or not, you never know. Those are always just what sources say. And then, of course, on Tuesday this week, we heard that he was at Augusta National playing golf. Supposedly, again, according to sources, shot 74, but made 5 birdies. So it's definitely something for him to be excited about in a sense of making five birdies, but to play the other 13 holes in seven over has to frighten him a little. Again, he was there yesterday before even hearing an announcement, and then, of course, made the announcement yesterday afternoon
Big
that
D,
he will be playing.
I'm sorry, Big D, I'm of the opinion that Tiger's done. Assyrian Pete doesn't think he's done. Break the chain here. Is he done or is he not?
I don't think Tiger's done. Is he winning this Masters? Probably not, and more than likely not. Tiger's got another, I don't know how lengthy it'll be, but he's got another run in him still.
Good enough, of course, the Masters. Who is favored to win the Masters?
Rory McIlroy favored to complete the career Grand Slam, which would be if he were to win the Masters for him. So he is the favorite. I actually checked today, Tiger on a is a plus 2,000. But there is one thing, though, about Tiger, and we get crushed about it in the media a lot, obviously, because he is still the needle for golf. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the guy is ranked 104th in the world. He had over 15,000 retweets yesterday for his two-sentence essay saying, I'm playing in the Masters, Augusta National is very important to me. So despite all the ridicule we take, there's no doubt about the fact that this guy is still the needle in golf.
Fantastic. Assyrian Pete, he thinks that Tiger Woods is going to prevail and win a couple more tournaments. I think he's sort of lost his game, his mojo per se. Dominic is with Assyrian Pete on this one. We'll have to see. But I want to mention this. In 1937, the fourth Masters tournament ever, fourth Masters tournament. Of course, that was won by the great Byron Nelson. And believe it or not, I'm old enough to have watched Byron Nelson play golf. Of course, it was on tape. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Fantastic weekend, of course, in the world of sports. We've got the Major League Baseball season starting, boxing returning to CBS television, the Linear Wirt Light Heavyweight Championship. Staying with the champion, Adonis Stevenson, a 12-round winner over Saki Obika. Stevenson now 26-1, 21 KOs. Needs to take on Sergey Kovalov, the WBO champion, settle the score at 175. But all in all, not a bad day as far as boxing was concerned, seeing a return to CBS for the first time since 1993. But they need sponsors, and they need more competitive fights. On the UFC side, Chad Mendes jumped all over Rafael Yamos, stopped him. Bottom line is Chad Mendes, one of the baddest dudes in the world at 145 pounds. And, of course, we had the 145-pound future world champion, Mr. Conor McGregor. And he is an unbelievable athlete. He talks a good game. And, Dominic, he's going to be the next Ronda Rousey as far as popularity is concerned. Conor's going to be the guy.
I believe that Conor McGregor is already widely loved, and he's just getting started in the UFC. Conor McGregor will make his mark.
So, folks, we want to acknowledge your great Ronda Rousey, and this was her week as far as the world of media was concerned. She was on every show, on every sports show, on every news show, on every talk show. We're mentioning her here. She's been on every MMA show on this network. Good Lord, it's all about Ronda.
You're right. And what were you telling me about Ronda Rousey's book and Walmart?
Ronda Rousey's book has been banned by Walmart. Walmart is banning Ronda Rousey's book, all on the review that Assyrian Pete did on Amazon.com. So we need to blame somebody. It's Assyrian Pete for getting Ronda Rousey's book banned at Walmart.
Way to go, Pete.
What can I say? You're tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Johnny Taco, a.k.a. Pedro Fernandez. And, of course, I host Ring Talk Live Worldwide Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Byline. Of course, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time. For an hour, we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. And then we come back on Sunday with a two-hour show. Yes, we will air live on Easter Sunday. An hour of boxing and an hour of MMA. And then we come back on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. That's Monday night, 5 p.m. Pacific time. 5 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And we come back every Saturday night, 2 hours of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. We had a great time. WrestleMania in the news. The NBA in the news. Of course, the season coming to an end. The Warriors looking good. Baseball's about to start. The NFL, we don't know what's going to happen with that. I mean, the world of sports, it's a great week to read newspapers. People, I encourage you to go out there and read. People don't read enough newspapers. Go buy the USA Today.
You're right. And one thing you forgot.
It costs $2 a pop.
Wisconsin won, baby.
Oh, man. Am I taking the heat on that one? Yeah, okay. I thought Kentucky would roll. Am I eating crow? That's crow feathers. Me spitting them out. My name is Johnny Taco. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. You are the greatest, sir.
Not as great as you, but thank you.
Zach Attag Young will be back next week. Of course, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is the Taco Man. Check me out at RinkTalk.com. And don't forget, You can take any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go by downloading the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Just download the app and take it in the shows anywhere you go. I want to say hello to the Colonel. Colonel Tom Parker, not feeling all that well. And Elvis, get well soon. This is Sports Byline.